Welcome back to Leveraging Leadership. Quick tip on how to redesign or redefine your chief of staff role once you're in seat. So if you've been hired as a chief of staff and maybe you're 6 months in or 12 months in or 18 months in, and you're not quite as involved with your leader as you'd like to be, you're not quite as connected to your leadership team as you thought the role might be, or maybe there are some projects and initiatives that you think would benefit by having the chief of staff role in there, and specifically you, involved in those types of initiatives. But it's a little bit awkward to walk into your boss's office and say, hey, it's a random Tuesday and I would like to revamp my role. So sometimes it's easier to use a catalyst, an external catalyst to do that. So what is an external catalyst? This could be anything from it's first of the year. So, hey, we're in Q4 and we're already doing planning and forecasting for next year. We're thinking about where do we go with our market segmentation, our products and services, new products and services, our staffing in place, the org structure we have. A very natural tie-in to that is, hey, where do we best place the chief of staff? Because as we know, that's kind of a sweeper role. You can move around the company. What's best for the next year? And you can use that as a very easy, natural catalyst to have that conversation about either overhauling your current role or making some medium or even small tweaks to just be involved in some different things or put that role in a slightly different light or slightly different trajectory. So first of the year is an easy one. Everyone gets that and everyone has a first of the year. The next one would be an M&A. So that's another very common, very big one. Inherent in a merger and acquisition, the focus and priorities of the company might very well change. Sometimes it's a small kind of, I'm going to grab this company for some market share or to grab some customers, and it's pretty low key. So maybe not those, but maybe those can be used in your particular case. But if there's a pretty significant M&A, that can change the whole direction of the company. And it can also change the product set and the staffing. And there might be combinations of different executives coming in and having to be integrated. So you as chief of staff will certainly be involved in the integration and the transition and making sure the merger and acquisition is smooth. And then after the fact or with the fact, you could also be having this conversation with your principal about how you might best add value in this new structure and this new world order that could be significantly or even a little bit different than what you're doing now. So an M&A is a really good catalyst. If you are bringing on a key hire, that is another great catalyst. Easy conversation because everyone gets, oh yeah, when we're bringing on a new CRO, CTO, COO, or even some strategic hires at the VP level, maybe SVP, that will rejigger some stuff in the org chart with your executive team. And that might very well include chief of staff, or it could include chief of staff if you're wanting to be proactive about that and have that conversation. So those are three big ones, right? So first of the year, you've got an M&A, you've got a new key hire at a high level position coming in. So some other ones might be you're having a reorg internally. So maybe you're scaling rapidly and hey, we have to add a middle layer of management. And so everyone else kind of shuffles around at the VP and C-suite level. It could be we're rolling out a brand new product. This is our signature keystone product that's going to make or break us. And we are in the process of creating that and marketing that and launching that. That's a really good one for chiefs of staff to be involved with because it works with a whole bunch of areas of the company. And it's also mission critical to the company's success. So if you're doing one of those where it's like, all right, everyone knows this is the product we're building. Everyone is involved in its launch and success. And the chief of staff says, okay, I think that I can be most valuable if I had this new set of meetings with these key executives, maybe not the entire leadership team, but these key executives on a every other week basis. So we're going to check in on this. And that's your way of becoming more involved with certain initiatives or with certain leaders. With all of this, that everything I just said, I want to be clear, this is not talking about unnecessarily creating something. just so you can have this conversation and just so you can tweak your role. So if something isn't beneficial or adding value to the company anyway, you shouldn't fabricate something out of thin air. So don't go make a random initiative that doesn't really matter so you can have this conversation. But there's lots of these catalysts that are happening anyway. There's lots of these events or opportunities that happen in business anyway, where if you're proactive and you're intentional about having conversations with your boss and maybe with your leadership team, those could be pretty straightforward catalysts or ways to get into a different version of your role. If you're sitting there going, all right, Emily, that sounds great, but I don't have any of these external things happening, do I just have to wait for one? No, you could be proactive in the sense that you could say, hey, I've been thinking, by the way, thinking proactively is a really good idea no matter what. I've been thinking about our goals for next summer. So we, you know, sat in the room and we all decided together as leaders, we're going to prioritize X, Y, and Z. And here's our strategic plan to get there. I've really been thinking about that. And I think in order to get there next summer, we would need to backtrack and reverse engineer into hitting these things right now. So in this quarter and in next quarter, these things right now are mission critical to be able to accomplish that goal. And so I was thinking about it, and I think we should do X, Y, and Z. So maybe tilting a little bit of what you're doing now, or maybe spearheading this initiative over on the side in parallel to make sure something happens. So one of those discussions might be, all right, I don't have an external event, but I certainly am looking across the whole board. I'm certainly thinking steps ahead as chief of staff and, okay, I actually think this would be beneficial for my CEO, my leadership team, or the company as a whole. And so I'm going to bring this idea to the table, and this can be a catalyst to revamp my role or position my role over here or be a little bit more involved or have more emphasis in these areas or maybe get exposure or visibility in those areas, all these different things that could be a catalyst for. All right. So if you're a chief of staff and you're wanting to come at your role a little bit differently and maybe be involved in more of the strategic planning, in the strategic conversations with your CEO, maybe more involved with your leadership team in certain ways, or maybe just get exposure, visibility, or experience in these certain areas of the business, but you're not quite sure how to broach that subject because it seems like it's kind of out of the blue, then have a look around at what's going on in your company today and see if there's something where, oh, now that I'm thinking about it, I can use that easily as a catalyst. Or, okay, maybe something isn't happening right now, but I know next quarter we have this big thing that's coming up in the, you know, immediate or intermediate future that I can certainly start having conversations around planting seeds and doing all these planning pieces towards that. And if you don't have anything external happening, it might be, all right, let me zoom out. Let me take a broad scope of what's happening. Let me take a future scope of what's happening and really think about where I could add value and where a chief of staff would be best suited to add value, and then reverse engineer and start having those conversations with your boss about what that looks like today. And if all else fails, then just ping me because I talk about this with chiefs of staff all the time. And I can almost guarantee you that you might be sitting there going, I don't think I have anything. If you and I talk, then we will find something. This is just inherent in the chief of staff role. And I have lots of these conversations with people. So if you feel stuck, hopefully you have a way to get unstuck from what you've heard in this episode. And if you're still stuck, you're like, I'm not quite sure. I think I have an idea, but I'm not quite sure how to approach that. Then feel free to reach out to me and we can have a chat. But otherwise, go forth, be good chiefs of staff, be good leaders, and I will catch you next time on Leveraging Leadership.
Help us in our mission to cultivate and promote exceptional leadership. A simple like or share of this episode can go a long way. Emily, me, the British guy, and the United Kingdom extend its gratitude.